a lot to learn. And I've heard that apparently you can use other programs, which I've had a Blender. And that is also a big learning curve as well. I've been trying to use YouTube to try to understand how to use the program, and there's a lot to learn, and I definitely find if you don't use it consistently, if you step away from it and then come back, you tend to forget everything. So, yeah, a lot of upkeep. But, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of programs. There's Tinkercad people use as well. There's a lot of ones that use. I had Andrew. Andrew came over not last Saturday, but the Saturday before LGN. I had him come over to show me a few things, and he showed me some stuff. And I got after he left, I got distracted with something else, and I came back to the computer, and I'm like, "Oh man, how the hell did he do that?" But YouTube is your friend. There's no question about it. I've spent a lot of time watching YouTube videos. Actually, that's what I was doing before I noticed the radio was active. I had the volume turned off on it. And I was watching YouTube video on how to do a couple of things in Fusion. So, yeah, constantly doing it. After this, though, it's time to pack it in and go sit on the couch and watch a movie or something.
Yes, 100%. So much to learn. And, yes, YouTube is definitely your biggest friend there. There's some pretty good YouTubers out there that has good information to teach how to use these programs. Real quick, Johnny wants to mention that he is using the Fusion 360 Personal as well.
All good stuff. He'll be able to teach me a few things in no time. I don't learn as quick as I used to, that's for sure. I forgot to ask, how did the John Wick mask turn out? I remember I heard Johnny talking about it the other day on the net, and it still had an insane amount of hours left. I think it was a day and a bit left to go. So how did it turn out? Does it look good?
It does. It looks really sharp, very smooth and detailed. Yeah, he said he'll post it up on the net, on the YouTube, Facebook page. But it looks really good. Yeah, I'm very impressed to see what that 3D printer can do. It's very impressive, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's just an endless possibilities of things you can do. Anyways, I won't hold the net up any longer. great chatting with you, Michelle, and Johnny in the background there. I don't think I'll be at the OTC tomorrow. I got stuff to do, but I am running Rainbow Country Net next week. So Sunday through Saturday, you'll hear me there.
Oh, super exciting. I hope I can, like, listen into it. I think in that time I'm going to be out in Toronto, but maybe I can figure out and see if there's a way I can hear. But thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of the night. 7-3. Take care, Paul. So is there anyone else who would like to sign in for the net tonight? Please come forward.
Just a quick comment, Michelle.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be doing when I do the net, I will be streaming it on YouTube again. So if you look up Victor Echo 7, Victor Pop on YouTube, I believe I think that's what it is. I think that's on my channel. Anyways, you'll find me on YouTube.
Excellent. Yes, yeah, your YouTube channel, when you stream it, like, that's very helpful as well. So, yeah, that's also, if anyone doesn't know, maybe you can share what the YouTube channel was again, because, yeah, it's very helpful when you can kind of see it and then look and get references as well from what the net sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember my exact channel, but if you search Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa, or Rainbow Country Net with the date. I'm going to start putting dates on them. So I'll title them Rainbow Country Net, and then I'll put October. What will it be? October 9th it'll be. And I'll do that. And I use the software so you can see what's going on the screen and how things go. So it's interesting. I enjoy doing it that way, even though I hate being on camera. I'll still do it. Anyways, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna let you go, closing that off. And we will talk to you on Sunday, if not sooner. Have a great night, you guys. It's Victor F7, Victor Papa. We will be clear in a bit. 7-3, guys.
Thank you so much, Paul. And 7-3, Johnny says bye as well. And, any other call signs who would like to come in, please come in now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima for a recheck.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima. Yes, you are coming in very clear and strong. Good recheck.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. I just wanted, I don't even know if it's a hack, but it's just something I rigged together to get my DMR handheld onto an external antenna, and it's just running a bunch of connectors, SMA to BNC and BNC to SO239, to connect to my coax. So now I'm able to, go on to DMR and to VHF, UHF, FM from my home. I don't have a base or mobile radio for that, so that's what I use for both my handheld and my base station. And incidentally, you're doing a very good job today, tonight, Michelle. Congrats for taking on the responsibility of doing the net. I tip my hat to you. Back to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Appreciate the support. And thank you for sharing your hack. That sounds very helpful. I'm sure a lot of people would find that very helpful as well. I'm still super new to this, not even a year in, so a lot of things I'm even still trying to, understand, and, a lot of things kind of go over my head, so I'm in a big learning curve right now. I'm always open to taking more information, and, thank you so much for sharing that. That's very helpful.
Yeah, I've had my license for 35 years, and I'm still doing a learning curve, so... You know, you're going to find ham radio is just, it's like you're not going to completely know everything that there is to know, and it's always like, something you learn new every day, and that's why, one reason why I find this hobby so enjoyable is that you can always learn something new, and it's like I always kind of think, in the house of ham radio there are many mansions. You can do DMR, HF, satellite, moon bounce. The choice is endless. So you'll find that this is an incredible hobby, and I'm, really glad that you decided to get your license, and you're going to have a lot of fun. Anyways, I'll say 7-3. By the way, my name is Will Whiskey India Lima Lima, VE7WHL. I'll be clear.
Thank you so much, Will. And yes, I agree. There's so many different rabbit holes when you get into ham radio, and I'm just at the surface. I still don't really know a whole lot when people talk about things. I'm gotta try to grasp all that. It's always good to continue learning and open your mind and keep the brain sharp. So thank you so much for sharing. And 7-3, take care, Will. Moving on, any call signs who'd like to come forward, please come now.
Victor 7-0-0 is here.
Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Zulu Sierra, is that correct?
That is correct, Andy. I haven't been on the radio for a little while, so there's probably... They're going, I've not had him for a while, radio tonight, and seeing how it sounds.
So yeah, you're coming in. It's a little bit scratchy, but I can still hear you. Yeah, so it's coming in all right. I can hear you. So Andrew, would you like to participate in tonight's topic question?
What was the question?
Sorry, I think someone walked over you there. I didn't quite get that. Can continue on, Andrew?
What was the question? I think someone's in the background. I keep hearing interference over other people as well.
All right. Well, tonight's question is, what is a good life hack for ham radio or for life in general? If there's anything you'd like to share.
I'll have to have a think about that one. No, I can't think of anything right at this point. I'm terrible for when it comes to life hacks. I kind of just make them up as I go along. But, I'll think of something, and if I think of something, I'll come back to you on that one.
Yeah, no pressure. I know it kind of put you on the spot there. But yeah, for sure, if you have something you'd like to share and want to come back, please do. Is there anything else you'd like to share as well?
Yeah, not really much else to share this evening. I'm just going to say, this is a Kenwood NX210. I'm usually a fan of those rotors, so I was just seeing how this works in comparison.
Is it a handheld or a base station?
It is a handheld.
Well, you're coming in very good for a handheld.
I should hope so, because I'm sat right underneath the repeater, so that probably helps a little bit too. I know with the Motorola, I can get some really good range out of that thing. So I'm hoping this one is going to perform the same as well. I just didn't have a second handheld kicking around alongside your mobile, but yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and have a great evening.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on, and have a great evening as well. Anyone else who'd like to sign in?
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie, Golf.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie, Golf. Daniel, yes, would you like to participate in the question tonight?
I'm ashamed to say I don't know the question. Back to you.
So tonight's question is, what is a good life hack for ham radio that you have or for life in general?
Oh, you told me at the very beginning, that was 1 hour ago, and I went on DMR net, I went on RVF net with Shannon over there. No, I don't. Usually I don't talk much about myself. Who knows, I can end up in jail and so on. I'm that kind of guy that doesn't have any social media account, no Facebook postings, no, absolutely nothing, no footprint over there. Although, I don't know if you recognize Victor Echo 7 Lima Charlie Golf, I'm the guy that published radio amateur articles all over the world until I got bored. I publish under pen names, so I'm pretty much an obscure guy. I keep a low profile, so no, I cannot share anything. Victor Echo 7 Lima Charlie Golf, back to net control.
Oh, that's very interesting. What did you publish under the pen names?
I published in many countries in Eastern Europe, in Canada, United States, France, but it's better to talk what I sign with my real name, technical articles, not short stories, not science fiction. With my real name, I published in Canada, Sark, the Communicator, had a bunch of pages of me, every number until 2024, several other smaller magazines in Canada.